fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Amelia, how are you?
You don't really get dimmers as much now, do you?
No.
They don't, there's complications with using them with LED lighting, so...
It's not the same as it was in the 90s.
It's not, although they do LED bulbs that imitate the way that regular bulbs dim, making the light warmer as it dims.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, it is. It's good. Do you ever come on the radio and decide you're going to use it as a soapbox to talk about things? People should stop being rude about Catcher in the Rye on the internet and read the book.
That's a segue we could go down for hours, but what we're going to talk about is not that.
That's what I'd prepared, Rachel. No,
we're
not talking about that.
Where in the world of words are we going?
So, after last week's discussion about Wi-Fi, I thought I'd look into more things that didn't mean anything really.
Okay.
And I've really come up with kind of levels upon levels.
Ooh,
it's really
excellent.
The hollow earth of of topics.
All right, hit us. Where are we starting?
I've got a few brand names to start with.
Oh, yep.
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs.
Just made up.
Oh, I just assumed it was a German word that I didn't know.
It's meant to sound Danish. And
right.
I think some of the packaging originally had maps of Denmark on it,
huh.
But it's not Danish. The guy who invented it, Ruben Mattis, just wanted... So his justification is twofold and slightly unusual. One, he wanted it to sound foreign and Scandinavian to denote maybe a high-quality product.
Where's he from?
I think he is Polish.
Okay.
It says... But I kind of thought, there's more to look into here.
This rabbit hole we can go deeper into.
I kind of thought it was an American product, but maybe...
Maybe it's Polish.
That's not in my notes. But he also wanted to pay tribute to the Danish people and their work on, this is quite serious, helping to save Jewish people during the Holocaust.
Oh, wow, that's
and
amazing.
And was like, I know how I'm going to pay tribute to the Danish people. Make up a word that sounds almost Danish and then claim that it is Danish.
And then label that as my ice cream brand.
Extremely...
I mean, the intention's there.
Extremely galaxy brain, but I like it. Zumba, also made up.
That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise anyone. I think the fun thing about it is that they were originally going to call it Roomba Size.
Oh my God.
But then they found out that Roomba Size had already been...
Taken. Have you done Zumba before?
I used to teach Zumba.
No!
Yes.
Wow.
To kids after school. That was my first job.
What
was
Zumba.
Yeah.
What was the best Zumba song?
I mean, Surfing USA was a hit.
Oh, truly a classic.
And it was also the easiest one.
Good for you, good for the kids.
I'm not a good dancer.
The good thing about Zumba is you don't have to be. What else have we got there, Amelia?
Kodak.
Oh.
The dude just really liked the letter K. He thought it was, and I quote, a strong, incisive sort of letter.
Okay.
So more K's he could get in there, the better. Kodak is what he came up with.
Sick.
Yeah.
Again, thought it was a language I didn't know.
No.
We've had a text from Grizzy. Are not all words invented?
I think invented is maybe the wrong word to talk about how words are formed.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, elaborate. I don't.
Well, I mean, they're kind of like generated through community interaction rather than like having a person go, I've got a new word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of what these words are like.
True. Okay. That's a good explanation.
But But words are essentially arbitrary. I mean, we can't talk about that today.
We
have to talk about how halitosis was invented by Listerine to sell mouthwash.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
So halitosis is an invention by big mouthwash.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like, bad breath obviously is real.
But they're like, let's make it sound clinical.
Yeah, let's medicalize having a mouth smell. I don't think smelling anyone's mouth is ever great.
No.
But so you're putting this Listerine stuff in your mouth?
I also think after you've, used mouthwash, it also smells kind of awful in a different way.
Yeah.
Just so intense.
Chemically.
Chemicals.
Kind of like a freshly cleaned toilet.
Oh,
okay. SOS is intentionally meaningless. Like, the idea is that you can't really mistake it for being something else.
Okay, that makes sense.
If someone does SOS, it's, I mean, it's easy to morse.
Yes.
And it is not a combination of letters that you find a lot.
So I always assumed that Save Our Souls was an already established, like, shipping phrase.
Back formation. People were like, SOS is a thing, and some people were like, ah, Save Our Souls, am I right?
Yeah, okay, right, right.
Idaho also, apparently...
Idaho is invented.
Is made up. And some people were like, ah, no, it's an old indigenous North American word. And other people were like, no.
It's just sounds.
Yeah. And people were having big arguments about it. But the state decided to call themselves that anyway. Yeah.
Does anyone know, this is a genuine question here, does anyone know about the genesis of the word Otago, thinking of New Zealand? Because I believe that's also like... not really coming from any particular language, is that right?
As far as I am aware, it is like Remuera in that or Motueka in that it is a terrible, like, oh God, what is the word? It's like a kind of made up, broken version of an actual Maori phrase.
Okay,
but
right.
I think the difference with Otago is that people are not sure what it originally is meant to be.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
But that is just me remembering things that I was looking up. I don't have notes about this, so I can be corrected.
True.
Can be to be corrected on that.
There is a marae down there that is Otako marae, but I believe that's quite separate, like the etymology of that and other things. Someone out there might know, and you know what? We'll come back to this one. So put a pin in it, Rachel. Put a pin in it.
Even more meaningless than those meaningless words, because those are meaningless in that they kind of appear from somewhere. They kind of pretend to have a history that they don't have, but they exist as brands. Something called ghost words.
Woo!
And so these are words that appear in dictionaries, but they don't really exist. And they're usually down to some kind of strange error.
Okay,
We've got Dord.
Dord.
Dord, D-O-R-D. You've never heard about Dord?
It rings a bell.
No, I've heard it, but out of context, I cannot place it right now.
I don't know why you would have heard it, Rach, because it's made up and doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was tricking you there a little bit.
I fell into your trap.
You fell into my evil...
like a sucker.
So basically, in some older dictionaries, they used to list abbreviations. So like L is liter. And so there was a dictionary that had capital D or lowercase d.
Oh.
Means density. And someone who was compiling their dictionary looked at that and they thought, oh, Dord means density. And so they put it into their dictionary.
Honestly, something I would do, so sympathy to that person.
I mean, yeah, absolutely sympathy. What else have we... Oh, no.
We've had a text from Glenn who says apparently Kodak was also onomatopoeia for the noise a camera shutter makes.
That's another back formation. That's another thing that people have said after the fact.
Cool, though. When a word does two things. Someone else has texted in saying okay stands for all correct.
So this is another debated one, and this will often come up in things about ghost words because there's a kind of an endless argument about the source of okay, and it seems like the all correct thing could have been that it was invented as a parody of bad spelling.
Okay, right.
Because it would be all correct as an O-R-L-K.
Ah.
But then there are lots of arguments about where okay comes from. Yes.
We could do a whole segment on it by the sounds of things. We've had a text from someone saying there's a place in Tauranga called Tauriko, which is not a Maori word at all. It's originally an abbreviation for Tauranga Remu Company. God, we're so bad at naming shit here, honestly. I reckon we've got time for a couple more. Give us your best hits.
And other ones that have appeared in dictionaries and elsewhere, kime.
Kime.
Which was a misspelling of knife. Foop.
Does Does this mean that they've ended up in people's texts where they're like, thesaurus for knife. Oh, a chyme.
Yes.
Wow.
Foop.
Foop.
Which was someone, so you know how sometimes S's are formed like F's in old script?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So there's an old form of swoop that is soup. S-O-U-P-E. And
swoop?
in Johnson's dictionary, he put in foop.
Oh, Johnson.
Oh, Johnson. Stop being so anti-Irish and maybe you'd get your words right.
Exactly.
Morse appeared as a verb because someone, like, the word nurse was printed oddly. So
it's literally just people making mistakes and then everyone being like, no, it's a real word. I think you're fine.
Dost thou so really soon morse thoughts of slaughter?
Ooh.
And that was the example they gave in the dictionary. But if you go to the actual thing, it's nurse.
Oh.
I think my favorite one is Phantom Nation.
Go on.
Which is like, given as appearance as of a phantom, illusion. Oh, a phantom nation has appeared before me.
Ooh.
But actually it was someone's translation. It was Alexander Pope's translation of the Odyssey had phantom nation as a hyphenated thing, meaning like a ghost, like group.
Ooh.
Like,
I like that one. You could call a band Phantom Nation and I reckon they'd have a Mike M vibe. And on that note, we've run out of time, so I think we should play the excellent song you picked for us this morning, Amelia. What are we about to listen to?
There's a Ghost in My House by Ardeen Taylor.
Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet.
There's a ghost in my house. The ghost of your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. Only shadows.
Dancing happening in the studio here. Sometimes I'm very glad for the medium of radio. That is There's a Ghost in My House by Ardeen Taylor. Thanks, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.